screen share.
Here's just some stuff I threw together in Tinkercad.
Okay, so this first one is Oscar's a 6-year-old Hanoverian gelding.
You can hear that, yeah?
Thumbs up? Yes, okay, good.
Trombones, whenever you have that riff and that pickup, that's your moment to shine. You join the rhythm section. You're part of it.
I feel as if before this, I had this idea in mind of like the perfect solo that we're trying to try and get towards, and having to create something that is by all means imperfect, and I can clearly hear all the ways that I mess up, is a bit of a lesson in trying to let go of what you're playing.
Yeah, that really resonates with me, yeah.
I'm getting great joy at seeing the fruits of our labor in the first 3 weeks just starting to kind of percolate now. And it actually reminds me of a lot like learning a new instrument, you know? It takes so long to make a sound out of your trumpet. It takes years before you get a really pleasing sound as a young student. But I certainly see a mountain peak that I'm trying to get to, or that we as a group are trying to get to. And the process of hiking up the mountain is its own reward right now.
So the class is about bioinstrumentation. So basically we teach students how to design a device to help health industry.
We found different types of simulators online, specifically Autodesk Tinkercad.
I think we can make a good argument that we could design our 3D part to be airtight in this area, right? Yep. So that no air escapes.
I can't say that I didn't expect they wouldn't do well. Like, they're just good students, the seniors, but they're more than exceeding my expectation.
Thank you so much, Alex. Good.
All right, no, thank you, guys.
Here is Paisley's gait exam. Hi, Paisley.
I think that we all at the vet school are acutely aware of the fact that as future veterinarians, we are really responsible for public health and public well-being. And so as much as we hate the situation and hate what we have to do right now, I think everyone is very aware of why we're doing it and the importance of it.
I haven't seen a single person, at least in my friend circle, be negative towards the idea that we should be safeguarding the public as best we can.
Yeah.
And here we go, tipping down. Before going into remote learning, I see a class as needing solo, paired, and group sense. So right now, the solo thing to me feels more than just solo, it feels isolating. And I don't want to create more isolation right now. So my preferences for methods are that we're all in the room together, so to speak.
I was like, oh, how is dance gonna work through Zoom? Like, is that even possible? But like, she's making it work. I give her a lot of props.
She found really interesting ways of adapting to Zoom. So she would post a video and have us learn it solo, or she would walk us through exercises or say what we're supposed to be doing and see how each of us interprets it, which I think is an interesting way of doing it.
I feel a little trapped in my house, and having the class just like at least for that hour and a half where I'm like moving feels relieving, kind of takes the stress off from the other classes that I'm taking. And after the class is over, it encourages me to keep moving.
I fear that students will feel they're not getting something because we aren't dancing the way all of us think about social dancing, theatrical dancing. You know, I want them to feel that, they're developing as dancers.
I built a microphone stand out of yoga mats and a bedside lamp that has a clip for me to clip the microphone. I'm very proud of it. And I stuck it in my closet and I play into my closet and it sounds okay. You know, it's been working so far. Yep, our improv skills are coming in handy now.